Yeah! as Aldera is an Indonesian singer who has participated in various talent search events. However, so far, she only managed to come out as a finalist. Meanwhile, her name has begun to be known by the wider community since her first single, entitled Tertawan Happy, which was released in 2022, became a hit. Aldera continues to be productive, and recently, she released a new song entitled Setelah Mati. This pop ballad genre song was created by Martina Slayando and Clara Riva. The song, which was released at the end of September 2024, is dedicated to people who have failed to move on from a love story that is so difficult to erase from the memory. Well, here is the song by Aldera called Setelah Mati.
Thank you. coronavirus will grow in Indonesia this year. Here is the opinion of Danawin Benjamin, an economist.
The economic factor that I think that will be helped by the problem in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government has a program for macro digitization or MDG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, and meat. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Danawin Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. porridge can be found in modern department stores and big cities too. It proves that Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food, and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Radio Republic Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture, originally from Madura Island.
Regency level or president club, it is not only about Karapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Karapan Sapi named Saronen. So practically, Karapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Karapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes, typically Sumenep or Madura called Sakera. It's a red and white t-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear bangkon or Javanese headgear, but this bangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special styles because bangkon for people and Karapan or palace are different.
Is determining the winner of the losing group, and the third one is
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the Losha. Twist may be confused what the winner of the Losha is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top 3. But the winner of the Losha is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top 3. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the Losha. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if the bulls lose. They are still horrible though.
Sudah siap mau masuk ke start ataupun mau jadi sebelum masuk ke start itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter start point, the bulls' body is smeared with chili water and poured with scarce liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalanas or slab made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entire tram not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from foot to septennial, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is ican honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemophyton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race add dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Kapan sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has major elements with new developed tricks, though by using ican.
Bull which uses a cane means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using a cane if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use a cane will not win against those using a cane, and it can be proved. Now there are two persons and have used a cane since early 80s. A cane is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Bulls
for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
From
Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment, featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization develop. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, cow penny is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era by using bulls. The second competition is crab paja. There are five kinds. First, crab penny. Secondly, crab paja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is crab unchenan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is Krab Karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Krab. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is Krab Jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
The richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura.
Thank you.